Take your Bible and turn into the book of Ephesians. Ephesians. Amen. I love the book of Ephesians. And then that book right behind it, Philippians. I love that book of Philippians. Amen. And that book right before it, book of Galatians. I love that book of Galatians. Amen. I've got 66 books in front of me tonight, and I love every one of them. Amen. I love preaching out of them, too. All right. Well, I done fooled around and turned around the wrong place. In the sixth chapter of the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6, I want us to stand. And you said, well, I've done heard you preach on the sixth chapter. Yeah, you ain't heard this tonight. Amen. It's new. I don't know what it is, but it's here. Ephesians chapter 6, go to verse number 10, please. We start Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10. Paul said, finally. Now, you know why he said finally, don't you? He got to the sixth chapter. He's done preached a lot of truths. And he got to the end, he said, finally. And I suppose everybody else said, thank God. And he said, finally, my brethren. He always likes to talk to the brethren, don't he? He's real good at talking to the brethren. I look at the scriptures, and he don't mind telling them just like it is. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. You can be seated. Father, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor for the being able to come to the house of God and giving us health and strength to be here. And not only giving us health and strength to be here, but giving us a desire and a zeal in our heart to come in down to the house of God. Many folks today do not care for your church, do not care for your body, do not care for your bride, do not care, Lord, that they're part of it. But we thank you tonight that we have the privilege to be here. It's indeed a joy. Help us now to get what we need while we're here. Lord, help us to do our part in trying to get the gospel out around the world and in the hearts and lives of men and women, that their homes may be changed and their lives may be transformed. We pray tonight, God, that you give us a fresh touch from heaven. Lord, our past services, they're behind us. We need a fresh touch. We need a fresh moving of the Spirit. And I pray tonight, God, you'd give us something from heaven. We'll give you the praise and the glory for it. Help us, Lord, to go out of here better than what we were when we came in, with a greater determination to do more for you than we've ever done before when we leave here tonight. Forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings, and Lord, I pray, humble our hearts tonight that we might preach in the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I want to preach on tonight, putting on the whole armor, or maybe I put it like this tonight, put on, but don't be a put on. Amen. I like to get titles that get somebody's attention. And I believe that'll do pretty good. Put on, but don't be a put on. You'll understand that when I get into this tonight. Paul is trying to get us to see that we need to put on the whole armor of God. But we don't need to be somebody that's putting on like we are real when we're not. So we need to put on the whole armor of God. There's three things that Paul has talked to us in this portion of Scripture that I want to address and put out in front of you first as we're looking at this. First of all, notice in verse number 10, he said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Number one, God wants us, through the Apostle Paul saying it to us here tonight, he wants us to be strong. I want to be a strong Christian, don't you? I want to be a strong pastor. I want to have a church tonight that's a strong church. We got a strong God, so I want us to be strong tonight. Paul said, be strong, amen, in the Lord and in the power of His might. Didn't say our might. So we need to be a strong, number one. Number two, we'll look and see what he says down here in the Word of God. And he tells us to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to, what's that next word? Stand. Paul is telling us tonight, God wants us to be strong, number one. Number two, God wants us to stand. God wants us to stand for something. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for everything. Is that right? And anything. We got so many people that's wobbly, and they're wobbling on the axle, and they don't know which way to stand. They're for one thing one day and something else the next day. But God wants us to take our stand and be strong in the Lord. And stand strong. Amen. And take a strong stand. That works pretty good, don't it? Put on, but don't be a put on. Now, let's go down a little bit further, and we'll find another word that God is trying to get through us to the from the Apostle Paul. Verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor. He don't want us to put on part of it, just a portion of it, but he wants us to put on all of it. Get in or get out, the Lord says here. Amen. Put on. He's saying tonight, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to, what's that word? Withstand. God wants us to be strong. He wants us to stand, and he wants us to withstand. Now, if we just stand, somebody said, boy, I'm just standing for God. But if you don't have something about you tonight to withstand, they'll chop your head off. Amen. Withstand means endure. The Bible said in the book of Timothy, endure hardness as a what? Good soldier. Can I tell you tonight that we're in a battle? Would you believe me tonight if I told you we're in a battle? We are in a battle tonight, standing for that which is right, standing for that which is true, standing for that which God has taught. To hold and stand for the Word of God is a battle tonight. Many have laid down by the wayside. Many have quit and gone home. Many have taken their toys and gone back to their house. Some have shut their Bibles up and quit. Amen. And I want to say to you tonight, there's no quitting place. God wants us to be strong and to stand. And if we're not strong in our stand and standing strong tonight, we will not be able to withstand when the devil comes around us. Now, would you look at something else in that same verse, verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand. What's those next three words? Look at them. In the evil day. Four words instead of three. How many would you believe? I mean, how many of you tonight believe that we are in an evil day? Amen. Now, if you don't believe we're in an evil day, you need to, amen, wake up and smell the roses. I started to say coffee, but I want to change that. Amen. Get tired being in the same rut. But I'm saying to you tonight, listen to me. We need to put on, but not be a put on. And we need to get the place that we can withstand in the evil day. Paul said the evil day is coming. In all of Paul's writings, and I've noticed this, and especially in the last year or so, Paul talks about those last days and the evil days and the perilous times and all that. And he said that you might be able to stand, withstand in the evil day. Paul said every child of God's going to have to face these things. Now, let me give you some things tonight that you need to do to be able to withstand. I want to withstand. I don't want the devil to blow me away. I don't want the devil to make merchandise out of me. He's laughed at me. He's made fun of me. He's ridiculed me. And I'm tired of being ridiculed by Satan. But I'm glad tonight that I'm not going to be defeated by him. I'm on the winning side, and I give God the praise. Are you with me? I don't want tonight the devil to get the victory in my life. He's got too much
of victory in my life down through the years. He's ruined me too much. He's aggravated me too much. He's kept me in the gutter too much. And I'm tired of that. I want to stand and withstand tonight like I've never stood before, don't you? And brother, it's going to take something from God. Now to get to where we can withstand, let me give you some things. Number one, you need to recognize the enemy. You can't fight the battle without knowing who the enemy is. I believe that's what's happening to our troops in our country. And around the world, we don't know who the enemy is. If they know who the enemy was, they could take care of business. One says it's this, another says it's that. But I want to tell you tonight, God's people need to know who the enemy is. First of all, I want to show you what he said in verse number 12, talking about it. He tells us what the enemy is not. He said in verse 12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." So he's saying tonight that the enemy is not you and the enemy is not me. The enemy is not ourselves, it's flesh, and although we have to fight the flesh, do we not? I have problems with the flesh, but I wouldn't have problems with the flesh if it wasn't a bigger enemy. So we need to recognize tonight who the enemy is. First of all, I want to give you who he is. Number one, he's the adversary. We need to find out who the enemy is. That's what the adversary is. It's not flesh and blood like you and me, but he says it's four things. I don't have time to deal with all four of these tonight, and I won't, but we'll look in verse number 12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood," but what? Number one, "but against principalities." That's not flesh and blood. That's against systems and organizations and things tonight that we sometimes cannot put our hands on. There's something going on around us tonight that we have to face called principalities, those who are in charge, those who ridicule, those who fight us, those who stand against us tonight. And we could go into that in some detail, but we don't have the time because we'll never finish what I want to say already. But he says here, first of all, "but against principalities." Number two, "against powers." There are powers tonight that you don't know anything about. You can't see these principalities. You can't see these powers. But they're out there. And we have to mingle with it. We have to fight with it. They're fighting us tooth and toenail, and we're not doing much to counteract it. Now, I believe tonight that our job is not tonight to put on knuckles and go fighting. I don't believe it's to draw swords and chop off ears and heads. I don't believe it's to pull a pistol and shoot somebody. There's religions that's taking care of that business for us tonight. But God has never taught anybody to take lives. Amen. And any religion tonight that says it's all right to do it and needs to be done is strictly against the Word of God. They are the principalities and the powers that we're fighting. Are you with me tonight? I believe I said that pretty good without calling any names. But you can figure that out. Now he said here tonight, "but against principalities, against powers." Number three, "against the rulers of the darkness of this world." When we're talking about darkness of this world tonight, we're not talking about God. Because God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. But we are talking about the prince and the power of darkness tonight, which is Satan. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. And so he said that we are fighting against the rulers of the darkness of this world. And number four, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. That is our enemy. Now that'd make a good message, and I'm going to come back and try to preach that tonight, what those four include. And I believe that'll open our eyes to see some things tonight. We're not playing with toys. Amen. The church is not against flesh and blood. The church is against the adversary, or the adversary is against us tonight, and it is something beyond our comprehension of our mind. We're fighting Satan and the influence of darkness. Now, let's go a little bit further with that tonight. And we'll say, first of all, we're no match for him. Somebody said, we can fight the devil. He's on the losing end. There's been a few times I got filled with the Spirit. There's been a few times that I got so full of God. There have been a few times that I thought I could fight 15 devils. But when I come face to face with the only one that there is, I'm ready to run. Amen. And I cannot and you cannot do anything without the power and the presence of Almighty God in your life. But there is a spiritual wickedness. There is a spiritual darkness. There is a spirit world. There are devils tonight. There are the little cohorts of Satan who he has led astray, and they are an influence to mankind. Let's go a little bit further. Look at this tonight. Somebody said, well, I believe I can fight the devil. I don't believe you can. I read in Revelation chapter 20, there's only one person I ever found in the Word of God that could fight him. And it's the Lord Jesus himself. He's never made any headway on the Son of God. But everybody else he's come in contact with and had influence on, he's ruined their lives. Excuse me. Amen. He's done that. Well, in the Word of God, he's called the serpent. He is. He's called in Revelation chapter 20, the dragon. Amen. And the Lord is the only one that can take care of the dragon. And he's called the serpent. And serpent speaks of the subtlety of how being subtle he was. And we know that he deceived Eve. And then through Eve caused Adam to fall. And I want to say tonight that the devil took down the first man in a perfect environment. Amen. I do not believe tonight that Adam was a weak man. I believe he was a strong man and he took him down. I read a little further over in the Word of God that Samson was deceived by Satan. Samson was one of the strongest men that we find recorded in the Bible. And the devil took down Samson, poked out his eyes and made him grind in the prison house and laughed at him and made fun of him. And I don't care how strong you are tonight in the Lord. I don't care how close to God you are. It's going to take the hand of God upon you to be able to stand and keep yourself from going down. It's going to take God to keep you from falling. That's why Paul said stand. Be strong. Put on the whole armor of God, but don't be a put on so that you will be able to withstand in the evil day. I want to withstand. Now we go a little further. I know David. David was a man after God's own heart. I guess you'd say he was probably one of the closest men that ever walked with and for God. But Satan deceived him and took him down. And I say tonight that Solomon is known as the wisest man. And he was smart. Read the book of Proverbs. Read the book of Ecclesiastes. Read the book of Song of Solomon. You'll find that Solomon was a wise, wise man. But Satan took him down. Brother, if he can take all those who are greater than you and me, I want to say to you, we are no match for him. Would you agree with me? So we first off need to know who he is. He's our adversary. The serpent, he's the dragon. And the Bible calls him Satan. And when he calls him Satan, he speaks of a slanderer or an accuser. He is known and called the devil, which speaks of him as an adversary. Or he's our opponent. We're in the battle tonight. Amen. I'm not ready to wave the white flag yet. I'm not ready to make a truce with Satan. I'm not ready to give in or to give up. So the only hope that I have tonight to be able to withstand is not to give in and let him have charge of me, but my best thing that I have is to put on the whole armor of God that I might be able to stand. Would you agree with that? Okay, let's go a little further then. Not only should we recognize the enemy to be able to withstand, but number two, we need to prepare for the battle. We know we got a battle. Amen. Some of you folks don't want to fight. Amen. You have more fun fighting at home with your wife or husband, but we need to get out of them kind of fights and get in the right real fight. Amen. Church members are fighting one another. Churches are fighting one another. Religious people are fighting one another. It's high time that we got rid of that junk and started facing Satan and hurling the fiery, amen, word of God. I didn't say the fiery wicked darts, amen. He does that. And we ought to be tonight one who can resist that. That's what withstand means. Fight off Satan. Our church needs to fight off Satan. We need to buckle in tonight, saints of God. Dig a little deeper. Get a little stronger. And put on more of the armor, all of the armor of God, so that we might be able to withstand the fiery wicked darts. Amen. Amen. We all, and I don't want to get out of line, but we all ought to be super men and women. Amen. I saw one time Superman, they shot a bullet and he caught it. Amen. I don't recommend that to anybody. I do not tonight think that he could have done it, but that's the way they got it, the script wrote. But I'll tell you tonight, the devil is not out of business. He's still firing those wicked darts at every one of us tonight. And what we need to do is get on that whole armor of God so that he cannot penetrate. He's got to be warded off, and there's a way of getting rid of his fiery wicked darts. So we need to recognize tonight that we need to prepare for the battle. And you'll find that put in verses number 14. Verses 14 down through verse number 17. He tells us how to prepare for the battle. There are six things that I want to point out here tonight. You can have five of them and not be fully armored. You can have four of them and not be fully armored. You can have three of them and not be fully armored. And you can go down in defeat if you don't have six of them. God said, I want you to put on the whole armor of God. You can do everything for the first five and quit, and the devil will slap a knot on your head fast. Now let's look at these. First of all, three of them we are to have. And then we're going to find that there's three of them we are to take. If there's three of them that we are to have, that means they are already at our disposal. God has already given these three things. And look at this with me tonight. I've never seen this in my life studying this sixth chapter of the book of Ephesians. That's what's so good about the Word of God. I can read it today and in the morning. Might find me another message if I read it in the morning. I love the Word of God. Notice these three. The Bible said in verse number of 14, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Got to put on the girdle. All right. Let's look at this. To have, number one, truth. It demands a girdle that covers your loins, and your loins, according to the Word of God, is your strength. It's where your strength is, ladies and gentlemen. And God said, I want you to be strengthened by one thing called truth. And beloved, you will not get anywhere lying. God said, number one, you go in truth. You hold to the truth. You stand there, and that is your strength. The strength of every child of God in this building is the truth. What is truth, by the way? Jesus said, thy word is truth. We're not to live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out from the mouth of God, and the word of God is truth. So first of all, we're to have our loins girded with truth. Number two, the Bible said in verse 14, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate that covers our chest from our shoulder to our waist. And that is the breastplate which guards and protects the heart. The heart is the place of our affections and our emotions. And that's where it comes from tonight. So we're to put on righteousness. Righteousness is right living. Don't ever expect tonight to fight the devil if you can't tell the truth. Don't ever expect to fight the devil and be able to withstand if tonight you don't live right. Living right means that you've got to have all your sin confessed. You have to confess daily. Somebody said, "Preacher, I'm all right. I asked God to forgive me 30 years ago and He did." Amen. I'll hide my silverware if I had any when you come to visit me. You're liable to steal it. Righteousness, right living. And it protects the heart, the breastplate of righteousness. Number three, you're to take those. The Bible said here, we are not to take, but to have those. We to have them. God has given us tonight, amen, the strength, our truth, the Word of God, and we don't have to go hunt it. It's already here. We have it at hand, the Word of God. Secondly, righteousness. Thank God, God is our righteousness. He's changed our heart. And the third one is to have peace. The Bible said, "And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace." Amen. And this peace has to do with your shoes. Amen. Can you see putting somebody over in the front battle? And they're going out there, and every time I see soldiers, I want to tell you something. I admire soldiers. I look at them and I don't know what they say. They said, I've forgotten exactly the poundage, but it's 100 and something pounds that they're toting on the back of their shoulders. And they're over there in the foreign country tonight, 100 degrees, walking up and down through that. Brother, they're not in a pair of shorts and flip-flops. They got on combat boots. Brother, you can't fight the devil in slippers. You can't, and I'm not talking about tonight your physical shoes. I'm talking about tonight, if you're going to stand in the fight and withstand the battle, you're going to have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Brother, you cannot go tonight without the gospel of peace. Brother, that's how we fight. And I said a while ago, our weapons of warfare are not carnal. So it's not taking physical, amen, shots at people. It's using the Word of God. So we know tonight, he said, you have them. Those are things to have. Number four, these are three things that you're to take. The Bible said down there, verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith. The shield. You lift the shield. What's the shield? The shield is movable. Amen. You take the shield of faith. And I remind you tonight, it's faith. That's believing. Faith is just believing God. I know what Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says. Read it many, many times. But to get it down in our little simple terms for us hillbillies here in northeast Georgia, brother, it just simply means believe in God. Said Abraham had faith. What did Abraham do? He just believed God. The Bible said he believed God and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. So it's just believing God. All right, you have faith. Have the shield of faith. Brother, you can ward off the wicked darts of the devil when you got that shield of faith. And so you see that. And then we find, he said in verse number 16, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation. Amen. Helmet of salvation. Amen. That's protecting your brain. To protecting your mind. Amen. To keep the devil out of your mind. So you won't go out of your mind. I believe something doesn't go out of their mind because they let the devil get in their mind. They think like the devil, walk like the devil, live like the devil because their mind has been taken over. Now I want to tell you something. God moved into my heart. The devil moved out. But he has sure been down through the years putting a lot of things in my mind. Somebody said, "Preacher, the devil ever speak to you?" Absolutely. And if you tell me he ain't never spoke to you, I'm going to tell you the need to be the first one in the altar. He's already warped yours so you can't think right now or you'd already admit it. Right? He plays on our mind. He can't get in our heart, possess us. Thank God for that. I'm saved, I'm signed, and I'm sealed. And brother, I'm telling you, the devil can't get in my heart. The only way he could take and move into my heart is to kick the Lord out. And if he ever kicks the Lord out, I ain't got no hope, neither have you. But I done read the last of the book again. The Lord himself will descend and grab a hold of Satan, Lucifer, and cast him into the bottomless pit. I read that. You said, what if that don't come true? Amen. Then I've been foolish all my life. I believe the Word of God. And I'm going to die believing the Word of God. At least I hope I don't go crazy. And not this. If you ever come down and I'm on my deathbed or I'm running up and down the nursing home after they put me over there and I'm a carrying on and denying God, hey, please somehow get you some duct tape and put it over my mouth and said, he didn't say it. I didn't hear him. He's got to be crazy. But I want to tell you, I pray God let me leave this world like Moses, having a good mind. Amen. I don't like it. I don't like my memory being gone. Do you like your memory being gone? Some of y'all now, you can't hardly remember nothing. I know I've talked to some of you. And you say you have the same problems I have. I can't remember like I used to remember. Never have been good at it, but I can't remember what I used to remember. But I pray if anything, I get to where I can't even remember nothing. I'd rather die that way as to bring reproach upon the Lord. Amen. I don't want to say anything bad about my Savior. But he said, put on that helmet of salvation so that your mind may be stayed upon God. All right, the third thing that he says we need to take tonight is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And that's the only weapon, that's the only thing in the book that's give us a weapon tonight. Everything's been a shield. He's been peace. It's been salvation. It's been the gospel. It's all that. But God gives us one thing, and that's the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And it's the Word of God that cuts. And so God said to do that. Amen. Verse number 10, he said, be strong. In verse number 11 through 13, he said, be suited. S-U-I-T-E-D, put on that whole armor of God, be suited. And verses 18 through 20 says we need to be steadfast so that we can stand against the wiles of the devil. Believe that with all my heart, don't you, that we need that? God wants us to prepare for the battle. He wants us to recognize the enemy. And the only way we can do that is to fight the good fight of faith and have that whole armor of God. I'm glad tonight I know what it is to be in the battle. I don't like the battle, but I won't prepare for it. I sure don't want to fall. I want to withstand. And I challenge you tonight, every child of God in this building, I pray for you every day. I pray for you every day. I want to repeat tonight, I pray for you every day. And I'm not boasting about that because I want to tell you the real truth. I don't pray like I ought to for you. And neither do you pray like you ought to for me. But I do pray for you every day. And I pray God make you so strong in the Lord. I pray God help you, strengthen you, and encourage you. I want you to be strong because I want you to be able to withstand and not fall. I challenge you tonight to do what you need to do to get where God wants us to be. Heads bowed. Thank you tonight for coming. Thank you for listening to me. I go home after a while and I sit down. And I get home and I sit down, especially on Sunday nights, I'm tired. And I sit there and I have to get out of the clouds. God blesses and lifts me up and strengthens me, and I get home on Sunday night. And for a little while, I'm just about useless. I'm tired. My mind's, emptied out. You don't know what it is about without you've preached a little. But I sit back and think, oh God, I pray that what's been said today, what you sent by the way of the pulpit, might help them and strengthen them and encourage them. And I pray you tonight that you might be able to take what we said and use it. We're in a battle. You can stand when you want to. We're in a battle. I pray God make me the soldier I need to be, but I pray God make you the soldier too. We are an army. We are a family. We're a body of Christ. And it's going to take us all to fight the good fight of faith. And if we don't put on that whole armor, God will certainly not be able to do what Paul said. I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I want to fight a good fight. I want the devil to know I've been around. Not so somebody pat me on the back, but because, brother, I want to take my stand for my Savior. He took his stand for me. I want to put on the whole armor, but I don't want to be a put on. God help you tonight. Listen to God as he speaks.